St. Paul's Chapel is the oldest surviving church in Manhattan, dating from 1766. This week, it's unveiling its latest addition, a new organ. WNYC's John Schaefer went to hear how it sounds.
Usually when a church gets a new organ, it's just other organists who take notice. But this one is kind of a big deal. After all, this is St. Paul's Chapel, affectionately known as the Little Chapel That Stood. Even though it was literally across the street from the World Trade Center, it survived the 9/11 attack and became both a staging ground for first responders and a memorial to those who were lost.
So St. Paul's Chapel celebrated its 250th anniversary last year.
That's Julian Wachner, director of music for the chapel and its parent church, Trinity Wall Street.
And this is sort of just the last element of its renovation. And there was an intent to maintain the connection to 9/11 and how this has become a pilgrimage site, but also to put it in context of the 250-year history of the building.
Now, the first thing to say about an organ is that what you see up in the organ loft is only part of the instrument. Its wood case, which is over 200 years old, and the front set of pipes, which are new.
So these facade pipes were built specifically for this 1802 organ case. Those are the ones that you'll see in any of the pictures. It has a beautiful, warm, round tone. And you can hear it here bouncing across the room, depending on where.
So I know those pipes are directly above us, but somehow it sounds like the sound is coming from behind.
Yes, so that's one of the hard things when you're playing an instrument like this. I know that it's playing, but I do hear the sound a little bit later as well.
That's because a pipe organ becomes a part of the architecture of the building.
Every pipe organ is specifically built for that room's acoustic. The organ case is where the little pipes go, right? But the actual soundboard of the instrument is this huge room.
Behind the facade pipes are many more that you don't see, each with its own sound. A small pipe sounds like a flute, a much larger one like a trombone. And you control the organ's sound by pulling out the button, or stop, for whatever pipes you want to hear. This is where the expression, pulling out all the stops, comes from. By the way, Wachner says you wouldn't pull out all the stops on this organ, because a few of them are tuned differently.
We have the Zimbelstern here, which is a toy star. And then a special feature of this is it's a French impression of birds. And you might use that thing for some kind of... something pastoral. And whereas this one you might use for sort of Christmas sort of...
Well, that is one of the few sounds you probably won't hear during this week's celebration of St. Paul's new organ, though the instrument is being put through its paces with a series of very different concerts. By the way, the organ is new to St. Paul's, but it's actually a refurbished instrument from New England, and it replaces the chapel's older organ. The decision by the Trinity Church Parish to replace the old St. Paul's instrument instead of renovating it has been controversial in some circles, some admittedly very small organ-obsessed circles.
Because it's Trinity Church Wall Street, and because of 9/11, and because we're sort of seen as one of the flagship churches in the Episcopal tradition, all eyes are on us all the time. And there's almost nothing that we can do that won't create some kind of polemic somewhere.
But Julian Wachner points out that the old instrument wasn't up to the challenges of all the different types of music that the new organ can play. And in a recent New York Times article, he called the old instrument tendinitis central. The newly installed one, he says, is a joy to play, which is great, but it's also not really the point.
And this is all in an intention to react to the fact that Lower Manhattan is now a residential neighborhood.
And so St. Paul's Chapel has come full circle to being a parish church again, as it was when it opened a decade before the Declaration of Independence. Only now, it's a parish church with a world-class organ. For WNYC, I'm John Schaefer.
St. Paul's Organ Inauguration Festival takes place at the chapel through Saturday, February 24th. See the organ and get festival details at WNYC.org.